Good evening, everybody. It's Keith Coogan and my buddy Gus.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, man. Welcome to the call sheet. The number to call in is 1-800-893-9562. Thank you for the birthday wishes, Gus. Appreciate that.
No worries. I should have given it to you last week, so you had something to ease in with.
But no. It was just yesterday, so this is absolutely my birthday show. Hope everybody's having a good night. Open your wine. Have a good dinner.
You're assuming everybody's celebrating your birthday? Is that what's happening?
No. They're just celebrating a good Saturday night. You know, it's beautiful. There's snow on the East Coast in upper, New England. Is that right? There's like New England and Maine. There's like some nice snow. Other parts of the country, it's like 50 degrees. It's beautiful. Normally it's, you know, wet and miserable. So
it was, 75 degrees in Venice, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, that's just, you know, for those that are, you know, going through rough weather, we really don't care. Suck it.
Yeah. That is why people come here and then stay. That is true.
I don't know about that. No, when the town gets you down and you're like, oh man, why am I still in this town? And they, you know, didn't pick up my pilot and oh, this is all just a rat race. You just walk outside. It's beautiful. I mean, it's cliche. The blue skies.
Have you lived in Koreatown?
Yes.
Okay. I was curious. Just curious.
There's great places to find affordable housing in Los Angeles. Echo Park, Koreatown. There's a Hollywood proper. In Hollywood proper, there's tons of Fleabag apartments that will take young actors coming out to the coast.
What exactly is Hollywood proper? Is that not Hollywood? Is that what that means?
No. Like right there by like Hollywood Highland and
well, that's
right
a place. Up Hollywood proper is a place.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not like Hollywood adjacent.
Okay. So everything around that Hollywood proper would be, I guess, Hollywood adjacent.
I still don't know what the hell you're.
And
talking
then there's
about,
the tourist part. You know, the like a few blocks that are really, really touristy, and you know, there's no housing there.
Is that actually touristy proper?
I'm not an idiot. What?
I still don't understand the proper thing, but fair enough.
No, at least they built something for tourists to come and go like, oh, look, you know, there's something here in Hollywood. Because before it was like, ooh.
Oh, you're talking about Highland, or that whole area.
Yeah, Hollywood Highland.
Yeah,
which is
that's a beautiful area now.
Really?
Now, yeah.
It's all corked up.
Now, as opposed to when I first got here, when you have to step over the homeless people to get to the other homeless people. Yeah, that was not a great... I mean, you're literally pushing over some guy who's unconscious in order to see what star he's laying on. You're like, well, that's not what I expected. But now they made it more touristy, which is a good move.
Oh, sure. And, you know, that premium space in front of Man Chinese Theater for the stars. There's typically a row of stars on the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Now they're up to like 3-4 rows of stars in front of the China because it's like, you know, great for the cameras and the event when someone gets in. You know, otherwise they'll be doing you down at like, you know, Orange Street or, you know, you're like Cherokee in Hollywood and, you know, that's not real glamorous.
It sprawls out. It sprawls out farther than one might think. I remember it was when I first got into town, we couldn't park anywhere near wherever the hell we were going. And we were in front of like a mobile station and I got out and it was like I was standing on Clark Gable or somebody like that. You're like, what? He got mobile station? That's where he got? Well, that's bizarre, but I guess it sprawls out for a while. And then it kind of ruins the image a little bit when you find out they can buy their own, which is...
Well, a sponsor has to come up with like $8,000, $12,000. I don't know what it is now, but it used to be like $8,000
to get
installation.
A sponsor.
Yeah, well,
that's almost impossible.
And some sort of nominating committee or signatures or something help you with that.
There's no nominating committee. The nominating committee is how big is the stack of money you're handing over. That's the nominating committee. The nominating committee is a bunch of dead presidents. That's what the nominating committee is.
And it always coincides with someone's book or big A-list movie or, you know, tentpole movie they've done 3 or 4 of. You know, another one's coming out. Maybe there's an Oscar hope for them, and boom, they get a star.
Before we forget to mention, which technically I guess we did if I'm saying it, but we should continue our ongoing best TV shows of all time list. So call in if you have any of your favorite TV shows, whether it's your favorite or you think it is one of the best of all time. Quite often in my head, those two don't necessarily mean the same show. 800-893-9562 for the best shows of all time.
And I think The Tonight Show was one of those. I can only play like a few seconds of that, but... The Tonight Show, I want to bring up as one of mine. Anybody else, you know, have like favorite, even Letterman, I think is a guaranteed laugh. If you're having a really bum day, you know, to tune in to Letterman. And
I used to
2 minutes
Letterman
in, if you're not fucking laughing, you're an idiot.
I used to watch Letterman all the time, but it's been a long time since I've watched any of the late night talk shows. I'm mostly a Daily Show, and then I'm slowly passing out because I'm not that young anymore.
Yeah. Did you see Hall Pass?
No, I have not seen Hall Pass.
The first couple of nights is like, it's like Denny's. There's just food, and they're like, it's like 9:30. They're like, no, I'm kind of tired. Little nippy nap time.
It's, you know, the interesting thing about the Tonight Show, by the way, is every other thing we mentioned so far has been a sitcom, except for Hawaii Five-0, which was mentioned as a remake by someone who does not watch Hawaii Five-0. But everything else we've mentioned: Seinfeld, Happy Days, Cheers, MASH, Cosby Show, soap, sitcoms.
Yeah. And if you have your favorite show, perhaps a drama, to add to our list, 1-800-893-9562. Pick up the phone. Call now, 1-800-893-9562. I don't want this just to be me and Gus's list. I want everyone who loves TVs, and we'll do a movie one too as soon as we build up a TV list. So call in now with your favorite show. I would give one. I was a kid. I got the TV Guide, 12, 13 years old, and it was like sometimes they do like cartoon ones, and it was Hill Street Blues, which it doesn't really appeal to a young kid. But since it was a cartoon TV Guide cover, I was like, oh, I want to watch that show. And then it was funny enough and engaging, and, you know, it was pretty wacky. I thought Hill Street Blues, Barney Miller, although sitcom, Barney Miller is on my list, probably for top
10
shows.
Miller never, yeah. It was all right. It never did it. But for you, I'm going to write down Barney Miller. It's your birthday. I'll write
Thank
down
you.
Barney Miller.
No, a lot of people appreciate
it. And then when
that.
It's not your birthday, I will cross it out. but Barney
so
Miller.
Cruel.
Now, where does something like Friends or The Simpsons?
Those are probably both squeezing in the top 10. Although Friends, you know, I mean, yeah, Friends was a huge, huge hit. And, you know, had the Rachel haircut, everybody very influential. How you doing? You know, yeah. Joey, everybody really loved Friends. No, you know, trivia about Friends. Top shows? Beverly Hills 90210 could be an equal for Friends because it was really popular. But how ultimately cheesy, really?
No, Beverly Hills 90210 and Friends you would put in the same grouping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
No,
well,
I can't get myself
fine.
Right.
Then the last two seasons of Friends, the last season or two.
You're going to cross off.
I will put into the 90210, and I'll give the first like four seasons of Friends.
I think Friends was on for, and my math might be off, but I think Friends was on for like 41 years.
Yeah.
That was on for a while. I can't put those two. I can't even write 90210 on that list.
Staying Elsewhere. That was a really good show.
That was a great show.
They're always cop and doctor shows.
Well, that's
is that
that's
the only
my,
interesting.
Do you have a favorite genre? Do you have
anything?
A favorite genre of anything you watch?
Because we have a caller. We have a caller, probably with hopefully with a favorite show. Marty from Los Angeles. How are you tonight?
I am just well. How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Marty,
thanks,
how are you tonight?
Thanks for calling in. What's your thanks for the birthday wish? What's your favorite show?
Columbo.
Columbo.
Yes, although not traditionally a show, it was more of a sort of like a movie of the week.
Columbo and the Limping Madam. Columbo
in
the
70s.
Loose
yeah.
Tiger.
Columbo and It's
exactly.
Sweeps Week.
Yes. Yes, a wonderful, wonderful show. In fact, the guest stars were, I think, unparalleled in television history. If you put them up against any other show, well, except for Love Boat, of course.
Well, yes, there's 12 people that have not been on the Love Boat at least once.
But Columbo could pack in just as many huge guest stars in one, five, six huge names, classic, you know, old timey film stars and theater people that have left the boards.
And Ray Milland and John Cassavetes. Now, the first episode of the first season was directed by a guy named Steven Spielberg.
Heard of him. I've heard of that guy.
Yes.
He finishes his day. Yeah.
Still, Columbo among the best shows of all time is what you're coming with. Or are you coming with, hey, you guys didn't think of Columbo? Is that which one of those
well,
two categories?
Talking sitcoms. No, this is my favorite television show.
Love it. Columbo it is.
I love it.
Man means his Columbo. Love it.
And then in terms of, you know, if you want to include animation in there, you got to mention The Simpsons. I mean, you know, maybe it has tailed off in recent years, but its first 10 seasons.
How long has The Simpsons been on the air? I believe it used
23?
To. It used to air with I Love Lucy episodes, no?
That's way too. That's so long. That's so long
Tracy
to be on
Ullman
air.
Show it was on.
Do you think the Family Guy has picked up in the Funny Bone area where the
Family
Simpsons?
Guy's funny, yeah,
yeah. And do you think that's kind of taken over for pushing the edge? Because the Simpsons is still a great show.
There was a South Park bridge in there as well.
South Park. Oh, you. Yeah,
but
everyone had.
The best animated
yes.
show on right now is, for my money, is Archer.
Archer. I have a buddy who loves that show.
I do too.
You've got to watch it.
I love Archer.
It's
I like, absolutely great show.
Arrested Development meets James Bond.
That's a good mix.
His code name, Gus, is Duchess.
No, in fact, because it's they've got, I think, three characters from Arrested Development are on Archer.
Mm. Yeah, you can hear when you listen to a bunch of the animated shows on now, you will recognize a lot of the same voices, a lot of the same talent, which is good. Obviously, it's working.
Although I do notice I'll be watching a TV and there'll be a car commercial on, and all of a sudden it'll be Jeff Bridges or like James Woods. I'm like, you whore. Really? There's not enough like hungry actors out there that could use like a nice voiceover spot, and you're stepping in? Really, Tommy Lee Jones? You need to do a bank commercial, honestly?
I walked into a coffee place in Santa Monica yesterday and was wondering who the guy that I thought cut me in line was. Turned out he didn't cut me in line. He was ordering something else from a different thing. And then I realized it was Sam Elliott. I was like, So, you know, it was the only guy in the place that made me sound like I had a high voice. And I went, what is that? That's Sam Elliott or God is ordering coffee to my left? Turns out
I'd like a latte.
I think Wilford Brimley should be doing more commercials.
Yes. Marty, well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for your favorite show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Marty. Now let me ask you, Marty, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This is, you know, be as honest as you can be on the airwaves. How do you watch TV? Do you still have cable? Do you have, like, you know, do you do digital, you know, with the antenna?
Hulu.
Do you watch Hulu? You watch it online?
Computer. All on your computer? Yeah.
Do you have Netflix or
Hulu
Plus?
Do you even have a television?
Yes. I actually don't have a television, but I've got two other televisions that are collecting dust in my corner. People that have gotten flat screens have donated them to me, but then I don't have cable or anything to plug it into.
So put the smaller one on top of the bigger one and send a picture to Jeff.
Exactly. Like the old style that the TV has become a TV stand.
Yes.
Is there an
yes.
easy way to hook up the computer to play on, you know, our flat screens and stuff like that? Have they figured out, like, an easy way to do that?
But I don't
that?
Have a flat screen. I've got the throwaways of people that got flat screens.
Well, you know, thanks for calling in. So do you do Netflix, too?
Yes.
Yes, awesome.
Redbox.
Okay, so you pay for that. Oh, Redbox.
I've never done the Redbox.
No. Okay, so I'm also finding out how people watch their favorite shows. And, well, thanks for Columbo. Appreciate that, Marty.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good
See
night,
later.
Marty. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
So I would Rockford Files came to mind, too.
You know what? This may be dating myself, but I have never, ever seen an episode of Rockford Files. You can stand up right now and reenact an episode of Rockford Files, and I would I would assume you're having a seizure. I would have no idea what was going on. And I don't think I've ever purposely seen an episode of Columbo, either.
Well, here's the theme for Rockford Files. Because I like the theme when I was a kid. I would watch just the theme and then tune out. Start the story. I don't know who Sugar Bear, Honey Bear, whatever that. What's his name?
I have no idea. I just told you I've never seen the show in my life.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of shows were like that. I would watch the opening and then not really be into the show.
How do you watch your programs? You watch them on TV? Do you watch them online?
I don't. Well, you know, they did the big digital thing where, you know, two through your main stations, your, you know, network shows on prime time, you know, they went digital on that. So we've got the digital, like, broadcast in L.A., which is nice. And then they added, like, antenna TV, which shows, like, old cool movies, you know, war movies and, like, Mr. Ed and really cool stuff. Another channel is, like, a version of TV Land that plays even more reruns of shows. And then there's one... the computer, Hulu and Netflix, but I don't do the Hulu Plus, which is like, I guess, $5 or $6 a month.
What's the difference?
You can watch first-run episodes, like, immediately after they air instead of, like, waiting a week. And there's like other movies and stuff that aren't available to the free users, but most of it is available for free. Tons of material on Hulu.
I have a handful of friends now that don't even own TVs, just watch stuff online, which is shows you the sign of the times. Considering, you know, Simpsons 20 years ago, we were talking about when that started, wasn't even a thought.
Wow. I mean, and Tracy Ullman's show like started it because The Simpsons was a bit on that. And their interstitials, and then, you know, Married with Children and Simpsons, I think, launched the Fox Network. I mean, that was it. I remember anywhere I was, if I could get to a TV when the Simpsons was on and Married with Children, I would totally watch it.
Loved Married with Children.
That's on the list, too.
Especially when it first started. Well, yeah, you know what? I'll give that to you because that helped bring Fox back, but I can't see when this list gets longer. But yes, that was a fun show that was on for a while too. That was on for a long time, was it not?
Yeah. And both shows were probably closer to life in most, you know, American dysfunctional families than any other sitcom on TV. You know, they had fun with the sitcom format, but it was, you know, pretty skewed and, you know, very risk taking and they would try to go over the top and you go, actually, that sounds like my family.
Yeah. Well, then that's, I'm sorry for you, but that's probably sadly true. Are you more of a comedy guy, depending on television shows, television or movie? What do you have a specific genre that you would say that you actually, gravitate towards, or you don't care just as long as it's well made?
I like me some sci-fi.
Do you like yourself some sci-fi?
I like the sci-fi.
The cheesy sci-fi, or do you're talking? You need some. You're talking top line.
Is enough budget?
$200 million budget.
Well, no, or enough are you happy effects with, or creativity.
Like a shark versus.
No, like Pitch Black is a good example of like using a budget really wisely and still having a really, you know, engaging adventure that could take you. I love Avatar. Is, you know, obviously very popular. Yes. Made $1 billion. But Avatar, you know, I like a great adventure and the classic adventure story. And, you know, my Star Wars is and yes. Some of the Star Trek movies and stuff. But I do. I like Fifth Element.
Fifth Element was fun. That was a lot
and
of
Blade
fun.
Blade Runner and Inception and, you know, all sorts of. I remember, what was it, Brain Scan or, you know, just horrible and Scanners.
Yeah, now you're sliding.
Dreamscape.
Up. You're sliding. That's a long slope from, hey, Star Wars and the original Star Trek to Brain Scan and a few other movies with Scan in it.
Honestly, it crosses right over into horror. Then I would, I'm into my Friday the
13th. It crosses over into bad movies is what it crosses over into.
Really? The Exorcist.
No,
Halloween,
no, fantastic.
Friday the
13th.
Those are bad movies.
Friday the 13th, I enjoyed. It depends on your definition of bad movie, but I enjoyed the original Friday the 13th.
What did you enjoy about it? Kevin Bacon's two scenes before he gets killed, or just that you got the fucking
Kevin
pants
Bacon
scared off?
Was in the original Friday the 13th.
Yeah, he gets speared through the throat with the arrow, and he's
Let me hold on.
Kevin Bacon was absolutely in Friday the 13th. The original.
I can't believe
you didn't know that. You are a rookie.
I had a list.
Did
of
you know
movies.
That, Jeremy? Did you? You know, okay, he's nodding. Yes.
I had a list of movies that Kevin Bacon was not in. Let me cross that off the list. There you go. I did not know he was in that one.
He was also not in Hollow Man 2, apparently.
I didn't know that movie. I didn't know that movie was in that movie. I had no idea. I'll cross that off the list as well. That is tough. You see, now I'm more of a comedy guy because I'll watch a bunch of History Channel things along those lines. Sci-fi is fun. Most of the old school sci-fi movies you mentioned, love them. But that may also do with the time frame, you know, of my childhood of when I saw those. But for instance, I'll visit when I'm in Florida, for instance. My parents will have somewhere around 65 shows DVR'd any given day. 65 shows. Boom. Everything's DVR'd. Almost every single one of them starts off with a dead body within the first minute and a half. And then the rest of the show is
PQ97. It's one of those shows with letters in the name and NCISSPQ.
Yes. And I don't, and they're very popular, but I don't understand the idea of, hey, here's a show. Here are these people you don't know. Okay. You're used to them. Dead. Okay, let's spend the next 50 minutes trying to figure out what happened to him. I don't need that. I can turn on the news if I want to be miserable.
But you're spending time with a team of people you get to know that have interpersonal relationships and, you know, support each other in work. And these are it's the formula, I'm telling you.
Every time these people are around, somebody dies. I don't want to hang out with those people. Those are not the people I'm hanging out with. I want to hang out with the sweat hogs.
Being a forensic criminologist is very exciting work, Gus.
I'm not doubting the excitement of the job or the importance of the job. I just don't want to watch them work.
It's a sexy job.
Apparently, because everybody watches it. There's a reason it's like 400 CSI shows and how many 200 Law and Orders. And
there's New York, Miami. Is there a Vegas one?
I think they should match
the regular CSI is in Vegas.
They should match up all of those and the Real Housewives of all the cities. And then they should kill off the Real Housewives and have the CSI
Real Housewives,
people.
Yeah.
You're a reality show fan. I know that.
I am a reality show fan.
I have walked in and seen some of the worst crap I have ever seen with you just smiling your ass off.
The latest wife swap was on with...
That's a horrible way to start.
Flava Flav and Dee Snider. Good stuff.
What's real about... What is reality about Flava Flav... And who was the other person? Dee Snider?
Yeah, and Dee Snider. Snider had his shit together and his kids had fun and they all rocked out together and cooked together and just like totally be this like rock and roll, you know, like on Osbournes, but a little more light. They weren't like as dark as the Osbournes. Flavor Flav had like, they walked in the house and they had yellow caution tape up, like X'd over a dark hallway. And he's like, this is totally off limits. Like, don't go in there. I couldn't believe it. And then he also wasn't there. He would disappear and
Flava
not be
Flav
there.
Flav would disappear?
Yeah. He would go off bowling with friends.
Did you expect something different from Flava Flav? Did you have higher expectations?
Well, he
Flava?
Said he spent a lot of time with his family. He was like, I'm the best family man, and I spent a lot of time with my family. He'd come in for like 2-3 hours, and apparently his wife...
He has a small village
of kids.
Oh, and
get this.
It's like 16 kids in that
family. Scam alert. I want to totally... On the show... him and his fiance or wife or whatever they are, admit they've been engaged for like 20 years, 23 years or something. So the whole Flavor Flav of love and the, remember that show?
Yes. Yeah, but he has.
That was all a scam. He was with somebody the whole time.
So you're surprised of the lack of reality in his reality show? Is that what surprised you?
I thought, and then because he had this affair with Bridget Nielsen.
More honesty from Flava is what you're looking for. Is that what you're telling me?
He's the best hype man in the world. Yeah, I want some sort of integrity with that position.
Yeah.
Clock ain't enough.
I don't get that show. The Dance Moms, I watched about 4 minutes with you of Dance Moms. And first of all, between Dance Moms and Toddlers in Tiaras, which should be illegal, there, I was really hoping that the camera would pan over and you would see like child services standing right off screen. That would be fantastic. That show is then worth it. But outside of that, I can't figure out how those people are allowed to have children and keep them. Can't figure it out for the life of me.
Yeah, Dance Moms is a special treat of mine because it's the stage mom quality is like triple of the Toddler in Tiara. And there is one woman that runs the dance school and they perform and it's, you know, very serious, Gus. You know, she's not going to be on the top of the pyramid if she doesn't shape up and, you know, get it together. And the show is so, she's so cruel to all the other moms. The other moms fight and it's a great show. I recommend everybody see Dance Moms.
Do you think they cut and then say, you need to be more bitchy? You're not bitchy enough.
No, I think they pull them on side. They go, do you know what she just said about you? Oh my God. She was like, she said something about you. Well, go in there and rage on her.
That's probably
they
the
set
only
it all
real...
up. They, that's what they do set up is the like them of having course. Lunch at Toast.
Of
you
course,
know.
There is no way that people will invest in a reality show and then hope the people involved, the contestants, will actually make it worth the money. There's no way they're leaving it up to them to go, well, hopefully they'll make it interesting. No, that's manipulated. That's why I'm asking
watch the
reality.
End of every reality show you want or that you like to watch, and there's it says written by and story by. It's like because they take hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage, and you know they fart, and they're like, we got an episode.
Well, yeah, if Ozzy Osbourne farted, yes.
Oh, Jersey Shore is back, and Jersey Shore, tannerific as ever, drunk, messy,
who?
Falling down. What? Jersey Shore.
No. Did you just say a person in there somewhere?
No, I said tannerific.
What does that mean?
It means they over-tanned. They got back from Italy. They were white and creamy and untanned. And they went to go GTL, a gym tanning laundry. And one of the characters on the show, well, people, I guess he's a real person, They should do another show, Jersey Shore. One of the persons over tanned like four or five times.
No, they shouldn't.
Really
no,
sunburned.
They should not.
No. A show where they go to college and get like real jobs.
They should do a show, one more show when they get canceled. That's the show they should do. That's the show, and then we can replay it a couple of times, and then it should go away. It's a personal call, but...
Have you sat and watched 23 minutes of...
23 minutes?
Network TV has a lot of commercials now, so a half an hour show is like 20...
No, you don't understand. 23 minutes is 25 minutes too long for me to watch that show. There is no chance. I don't understand what the hell is going on. There are so many people that are famous for being famous that... It's shocking to me.
This town's full of people like Angeline, just for her car and her billboards. Now she gets into movies, and it turns reciprocal. And that's like a computer programming term. I don't expect you to. But anyway, it starts feeding in on itself. And she's like, now she was in this movie. Why were you in the movie? Because I was on a billboard. Why were you on the billboard?
Yeah.
I got somebody to pay for a billboard.
Yeah. Step three, see Paris Hilton.
No, she has a business partner that was like, I will pay for this billboard, but then as you start making money, and her money, she makes $1,500.
What does she do?
She goes to live appearances.
Who's paying
being
you?
There with blonde hair and big tits
but if
and her
fucking
car.
Going to live appearances and somebody's paying you to be at the live appearance, somebody has to hire you. Do they not have to hire you?
Yes.
And
if
what are
you,
they saying? Get me a random chick. Is that what happens?
No, give me Angeline. I want some Hollywood classic. I want Dennis Woodruff. I want Melrose Larry. I want Angeline, the typical crazy LA people that this town is known for.
Woodruff? Who the hell was the Woodruff guy you threw
in? Yeah, he drives around this huge van with like all this tchotchkes stuck to it,
oh,
like barely legal.
That guy. I know
and
what
he's got. And
legal.
Here's the genius thing: somebody I knew bought one of his DVDs. Goes, yeah, I made a movie. It's DVD. It's like $15 or whatever, and he sold it to her. And so she gets home and plays it, and it's a blank DVD.
Really? Really?
Genius! You can say that's Alvin. It's Dada-esque, man. My life is unwritten. It's gonna be snow, dude.
It's gonna be tough to get repeat customers, but yeah, that's
But I got you at $15.
We did. I did buy. Well, somebody that came to visit bought a Harry Perry CD. The guy on Rollerblades in Venice with the toga looking thing.
Yeah. And the cigar box guitar.
Basically, who Fletch portrayed in when he was roller skating around in a toga.
No, he did.
Yes.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the
original
Fletch.
Well, he's still down there, right? Today, he's still down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hardcore.
You've seen the original Fletch, no?
Yeah, of course, I've seen Fletch.
That was who he was. That's who he was doing when he was roller skating down the beach and then falls over.
Okay.
It's that guy. That guy is. I mean, there are murals.
Oh, and Jesus
down there.
Oh, and Jesus. Have you seen the Jesus that rolls around? He's in music videos now. He's like 7 feet tall and the beard and everything.
No, I mean, I know I've seen a Jesus. I don't know what Jesus you're talking about necessarily,
okay.
But the
guy in Venice on the rollerblades.
There are murals in the buildings around there that he's actually in as well. He's been there for so long, it is ridiculous. He's been in a couple of movies that I've seen himself.
Yep, I've seen that too.
You're like, oh, who's the crazy guy? They're like, no, that guy's SAG. He's a SAG actor, and 100%.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean he's strangely famous for being that guy. Although I wouldn't necessarily, I'm not going to suggest we play his album. But he might have some new stuff, so I'll see
sure.
Next time I get down there. You ever hit the History Channel type stuff, that reality stuff, or you just stick strictly with the torturing little children reality
shows? Top 10 technology, this, Future Wars, Top Sniper. I watch all that crap.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Well,
and Mythbusters, which is very nerdy, but in the same tone. Anything
like
that blows up or
like
there's
Mythbusters.
A slow motion camera, a need for a slow motion camera makes me very happy.
I like Mythbusters. I'm constantly on the lookout for something alienish that I can watch.
Oh, yeah.
What
did you think Alien Autopsy was real or not? Remember that in the 90s?
There was no chance. Yeah, I mean, that was just – there was just too many – it was too staged for that to be real. There was too many strange things. I mean, who knows whether – I'm not saying that something like that hasn't happened, but no, that was too Fox-produced type show for that to happen.
I would believe part of it. Then I'd be like, well, maybe, not. And then there was a breakdown of, like, the anachronisms – you know, things that didn't fit the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I pretty much bought it.
The effect was great and slimy and
right.
Wet.
But find me one reason to go, oh, maybe that's not real, and tough to go, oh, hey, there's this huge secret. Oh, but Fox has the autopsy tape and they're airing it and they've been advertising it for weeks. Like, but, really?
Oh, In Search Of. One of my favorite shows. That's incredible. In Search Of. There was another show kind of like it back then. Oh, Real People.
I don't know.
This dates me. Oh, okay. I was born in 1970. So Real People was, God. It was, you know, just a show where they would like interview like five people around the country, kind of like a YouTube.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles. I don't know Real People. What does that mean? I don't understand what you're talking about.
There's no real people here.
I was,
how long does it take a New Yorker to come out here, and how long before they can become acclimated?
It depends. If they're one of the people that stays here, it can happen relatively quickly. If it's one of the people that gets here just visiting, this place is weird and you leave after a while. Mm-hmm. You go entertaining place to visit.
Because you're very normal. You're not,
That's not true.
That in a, like a New York way.
That's not true.
Because in LA, you're not very full of yourself. You're very humble.
No, you should hear the shit I say when you're not around. It's outrageous.
Oh, okay.
It is outrageous. Hugely.
You should hear the say I, when I, well, you should hear the shit I say when I'm not around.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this question, which I almost certainly know the answer. Did you watch the People's Choice Awards?
No.
There's not a chance you watched the People's Choice Awards. But I do know that you used to be people back in the day. So here's what I'm going to do.
And I've always had a choice.
We're going to play a new and probably only time segment that we're going to do, which is, Keith, for the love of God, can you guess the People's Choice winners?
Nope. But we're going to try, and go ahead and shoot. And this will be the we will try this game maybe with the – I would know what the Oscars were and stuff when that happened.
Well,
People's
you'll
Choice,
know that.
I really
know
do
that.
Not know.
No.
Everybody knows I've been very busy lately. Didn't look at any internets, no TV, nothing. I don't know who won. When was the show?
I couldn't possibly tell.
Okay.
But
Gus has this huge printout, and instead of printing two, he said, let's play this game.
Yes. No, there's no reason I'm printing two. Do you have any idea the cost of ink these days? Are you crazy? No, we're going to play Keith, you guess. Favorite movie, People's Choice. Here are your nominees. Pretend you hear a drum roll. Bridesmaid, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which we earlier referred to as Part 8, I believe. Yes. The Help, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which is the one nobody thought was going to get made, and Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids is a fine guess. Unfortunately,
is The Help.
You lose 200. Ooh, now you lose 400 points.
No way.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Really?
You don't know Help.
I didn't see it. It's on my queue in Netflix. I'm gonna watch one part one and part two of. Or part 7 and 8, or
the finale
that they split in two. So I'm going to watch that soon. I can't wait.
The one where Harry's 49 years old.
No, I did see Goblet of Fire in the theater, which was awesome and very scary. The mermaid scene was very, very scary. And then I saw The Half-Blood Prince at home on Netflix.
That sounds fantastic. I couldn't tell you.
Really,
what
in one Best Picture
are.
For
I won People's Choice.
People's, yeah.
Have you met people?
Oh, People's Choice. That's right.
Yeah, no, people are questionable. Favorite movie actor? We're going with Daniel Radcliffe, Hugh Jackman, Johnny Depp, Robert Pattinson, or Ryan Reynolds?
Hugh Jackman. Daniel Radcliffe.
Were you waiting for some sort of sign? Were you trying to head fake me?
Stuck between Edward Cullen or whatever the guy.
Stuck between Daniel Radcliffe
Twilight.
And Hugh Jackman?
And Twilight.
I'll give you partial credit, but not if you pick three of the five.
Okay, two of them, and it's between those two?
I'll give you two.
I'm excited.
Two?
This is a chance.
Which two of the three are you picking?
Hugh Jackman. That was my instinct.
Okay, well, it's Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is the answer.
Thanks for leading me down that primrose path.
I figured, if we're going to give you a chance to take three of the five, we might as well point out how wrong that is.
I think I went
and
covered four and didn't even pick Johnny Depp. Great.
All right, one more. We'll do one more for a moment. And then what about the women's? Favorite movie actress.
The women's.
The women's. Favorite movie actress. Anne Hathaway, Emma Stone, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, or Reese Witherspoon?
All the coincidentally the top earners, huh? Emma Stone's kind of new to the game, so she's
Cameron
probably
Diaz
just,
probably doesn't.
Is she on there?
No, but she probably doesn't struggle for cash as far as top earners.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon is a great incorrect guess.
Fuck.
It is also Johnny Depp. No, it is Emma Stone. Emma Stone.
Wow. Okay, that's right. Okay, People's Choice. I totally forget.
Does that change your line of
thinking? How old can you be to vote for 14 or like 12?
To qualify as people, you're saying.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It depends. Are you asking Republicans or Democrats?
Well, it's not the Kids' Choice Awards, which is special. You don't see like 47-year-old guys, you know, at the Kids' Choice Awards. Like, well, actually, you do. I promise not to talk about
that. Okay, well, then
tonight.
I'll give you one more before we stop.
Yes.
I'll give you one more before we stop because
Am I three for three not getting it?
I don't want to do the math, but I've asked you, I believe, 1, 2, 3 questions, and you have not done very well. We will go with favorite movie icon, Mr. George Clooney, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, or Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, that is a fantastic guess. And Morgan Freeman would laugh at it because Morgan Freeman, people love Morgan Freeman. I'm surprised he didn't win every category,
it's
including Best Movie.
He has a very smooth, buttery voice.
Oh, God, he's so fun to listen to.
And he was on.
I was going to hire him to
the electric company.
That was he was great. He is.
I got those all wrong. That's pathetic.
Yeah, you did not do very well.
Well, you know what? I kind of have a new setting of my like center there for the people, for the people's choice. So bring that back to me in a few minutes. Should we take a break? Do you want to take a break?
Sure.
We don't have to like immediately. We could wait like 5 seconds and we could take a break, or we could.
Let's wait about 5 seconds.
Let's wait about 5 seconds. We're gonna wait about 5 seconds. The number to call in. We're going to come back in about 2.5 minutes. Number to call in is 1-800-893-9562. I have a bladder like a hamster, so I'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy this. Marcus Bennett, your cousin, right?
Yes, fantastic live show.
He has a great, fantastic live show.
Oh, man, does he have a lot of energy, unless it's on Thanksgiving, in which case he's probably unconscious, drunk on wine on my parents' floor. Any day outside of Thanksgiving, fantastic, great energy live show. Fantastic performer.
Well, Marcus, take it away.
Hey there, we're covered in silence. You're worn down because words are so violent. Our vows broke in every direction. And time moves so slow in an hourglass. Without you, I'm losing.
Welcome back to the call sheet with Keith Coogan and Gus. The number to call in is 1-800-893-9562. Thank you so much for listening. And Gus and I were just fighting right now because I just tend to go off topic. It's horrible. He keeps us on track here. Thanks for all of your work and research. Gus, and I please screw it up. I'm sorry.
Depends on your definition of on track. Just let me know where the hell we're going is all I ask, and we're fine.
I have no idea where we're going. I come in here every week and I, you know, just kind of go off the top of my completely weird brain. So, you
love
know,
I'm not going to.
Sorry about the poor performance on the People's Choice Awards. That's awful.
Oh, no, I enjoy the hell out of that. I kind of hope you don't do much better on the next round of questions because that's more fun than you getting them right. I had 100% faith in you not doing very well on that guess.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, there's no worries. No worries at all. But I technically holding the answers still only got two of the three right. So that wasn't very good on my part.
No.
But we're getting there. Here's another category. Best sex tape.
Yes. Best sex tape.
Pam Anderson. Paris Hilton. Kim Kardashian. Tanya Harding.
I probably saw 3 out of 4. Probably didn't. I don't remember. What was the Kardashian one? What was she doing on that? With who?
Well, I assume if it's a sex tape, you know what she was doing on that.
Okay.
If not, we need a longer hour.
For some reason, I think it was Tamer for her.
I believe there's a different show for
her. Oh, there is a different show. But apparently, they get the best ratings in the network.
There's no doubt.
Of course, it's a sex show. Sex sells. Come on. That's, you know.
She was with Brandy's brother, I want to believe. It's the only reason I would know a name, Ray J. I don't know who Ray J is, other than I think he slept with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Before she and Bruce Jenner's, the lady who looks like Bruce Jenner, started doing a show.
Okay. And Tanya Harding, what a, oh God, I can't imagine or picture that.
Yeah, that was a train wreck of a picture.
Oh, did you see Colin Farrell's?
No.
This for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was he with somebody we know?
Colin, you saw that? All right, we have someone in the booth who absolutely saw that. Yeah, that was, Colin Farrell is, oh my God, crazy. I can't believe that sex tape is out there. I have a friend who illicitly sends, me and my, girl, these tapes and, We'll keep them. We have Montana Fishburne.
Is there a good Montana reason I'm not Fishburne on this list?
No, I don't know. I guess we could forward this stuff to you.
But celebrity sex tapes being emailed back and forth, and I'm not on the list. That's thanks,
Montana
buddy.
Fishburne's is top three.
I don't even know what Montana Fishburne's means.
Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, who really? Did this horrible porno music video promo something. Oh my God, it's scandalous.
What are you promoing?
Oh, did anyone see Montana Fishburne's thing? Oh, and it's shaved.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's awful. Oh, God. Oh, Hannah Say. I can't tell you. I thought they were singing something else different in the song. It was worse than I thought.
I got to be honest. I kind of have to see the tape because I have no idea what the last three sentences you said were.
Did you know that
Cameron Diaz?
Neither did I when I was watching it. Did you know that Cameron Diaz has a sex tape, sort of?
Was that the, hey, I'm kind of naked and lightly whipping somebody kind of thing?
Using, like, air, compressed air to, like, blow my nipples hard.
Is that you, Cameron Diaz tape?
No, that was both at the same time. Well, I was watching the tape,
I saw the tape of her. I didn't catch your tape.
No, she's all blown out. Like her hair is all blown out, and like the sex vixen, and her and another girl in the sky, and this,
I saw that
S&M, like really bad softcore,
it was the
hotel
softest
porn
core ever, dude.
Like airplane porn. They might even play on an airplane. It was so softcore. Yeah,
David Letterman really cut was. In. No, and introduced American Airlines in the middle of it, and then went back.
It's a scam. She needed. You know what though. When you do look at it, her face is very mask. Like, remember when she did the mask with Jim Carrey?
Hottest blonde chick ever when she did the mask. Far and away, hottest blonde chick ever when she did the mask.
Let that statement ring out and marinate.
I don't think that's even – I hate to say it, but I'm not sure that's even arguable. Is that too firm of a statement?
I'm having a moment of silence because of the correctness of that statement. Absolutely. Yep. No, she was – and this is about that time. It was probably 12 months before she got the mask.
You know what radios love? Moments of silence. That's what radios love.
A nice rest. Did you hear me warming up in the bathroom before the show?
I heard something, but when I hear noises in a bathroom, I usually get out. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Doing no toe tapping or anything like that. I'm not into that.
I was not.
Who's that?
Sure.
My God, it was fucking George Michael in the bathroom. I don't know. You wanted me to fucking do some meth with him.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, there's very few good stories.
This boy George walked in.
I met this guy in the bathroom. Rarely is that a good start to a story.
But it's a good story.
It's a good story, not a good start. And depends who the characters are. I don't want to be the main character in that story. Did you see the new Van Halen video?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Remember? And there was really no hook. There was really no, I mean.
There's no singable part.
No, it's rock.
You gotta simplify it for
me. But I did get the sense in the music video that they were like really close to, like David Lee Roth.
You mean
Eddie Van Halen were like leaning up and singing harmonies, like proof that, hey, promoters and insurers, we can like get along.
Yeah.
I swear.
I won't punch him in the face. Look how long we're standing next to each other. Yeah. I noticed like, that as well.
That was like eight measures of music. Now I'm going to go solo.
Were you a big Van Halen fan?
Nah, not really. I was Guns N' Roses and Nirvana, but Van Halen, that's...
Yeah, not even David Lee Roth. I was a big David Lee Roth. I mean, but that could be...
Oh, no. David Lee Roth for the music videos and the... Yeah, yeah. California Girls and Just a Gigolo.
The whole 1984, that whole album was right in my wheelhouse, you know, at teenager age. And it's probably something about a funny-looking Jewish kid being a rock guy. That helps. That probably helps my ego at that point in time.
Jewish kid being a rock guy.
You're like, oh, well, if he could do it, for the love of God, it's either that or he's going to be a dentist. I think he's got it. I think, all right, well, I got a shot. Turns out not so much. Turns out there were a lot of other reasons why I was not a rock star.
Did you play music?
No, that was a huge reason.
Every actor wants to be a rock star. Every stand-up comedian wants to be an actor. And every rock star wants a blowjob.
Somebody wants to be a pro athlete in there, and I'm pretty sure they all.
Ooh, and they do it all. They act, they get blowjobs, yeah. They rap.
Van Halen is actually supposedly going back on tour.
That's why they did that video. Yeah, and it was a total stage show, but it was just like Jump.
I would love to see him in concert. Although Michael Anthony is not. He's replaced by Van Halen's son, Eddie's son, Wolfgang.
Wolfie.
Yeah. So, you know, that's you have Eddie and David Lee Roth proving that they won't punch each other in the face. And then, you know, songs you can play for 2 hours of nothing but songs I know. Love it. Would love to see it, but I don't know. Probably not going to happen. Hmm. Are you a concert guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses and
Skid Row.
Counting Crows I've seen in a little club.
You ever see Michael Jackson?
Oh, I saw Weezer, a secret show. That was a great show, Weezer.
What makes it a secret show?
They were called
show?
Goat Punishment. They had a huge Van Halen style sign that said GP.
Did they play Goat Punishment? Did they play at House of Blues?
No.
Because I saw an
Goat
ad
Punishment?
For, I believe so, yes.
That's Weezer. That's their
really?
Secret band name. Yep.
It's
out there now.
All 38 people that are listening got that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thanks, China.
Have you ever seen Michael Jackson?
Yes, I saw Michael Jackson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Madonna, Michael Jackson.
I see that's one person that it's going to be
too.
Harder to see now, although I don't know if he looks much more dead now than he did a couple of years ago, but that's somebody I would have loved to have seen, and I may have to get the... I was just looking at an article on about his talking about the concert movie, This Is It movie, which I'll probably end up getting. And the article had a bunch of pictures of Michael laid out chronologically from when he was a cute little kid to when he started looking like a cast member of The Lion King, all the way up through that. And the thing that I don't get about him, forget the criminal stuff. Who knows? I wasn't there. I'm not even going to get into that. But and the plastic surgeries. I understand that's not that rare for somebody with a lot of money and that eccentric either. But he was in Los Angeles with that much money. Why couldn't he get a good plastic surgeon? That's what I don't understand. There are guys in this town that can make me look like rerun from what's happening. And yet Michael's nose was barely hanging on. Is there an explanation for that? His nose was an innie.
Yeah.
That's not good.
There's a total explanation for that because no good doctor would have done the surgeries he asked for.
So, which one? The first seven or the next 25?
Mm-hmm. Finally, he got across somebody who said, sure, that's a great idea. I'll do that to you. All of us saw it and went, whoa, what happened to the nose at all? I mean, the nose was gone.
What I don't understand is when you're doing Thriller and you're the biggest star in the world to the point where you can wear that glittery general's outfit and get away with that outfit, why would you change anything? people are letting you dress like a putz and you can get away with it, why would you change anything at that point in time?
Because you have to recycle yourself as an artist. Every album, a new look, a new wardrobe, a new thing. Madonna was successful at doing it, and that's how you, you know, control the image. All the way through to Bad, you know, he changed, completely changed by Bad and like Black and White, and he, you know, looked completely different. He, you know, and also vitiligo. He said that his vitiligo progressed over time.
Could he not change his hair and maybe put the glove on the other hand? Do you have to get a new nose? Is that what has to happen?
I don't know about the nose and the cheek or jaw or chin or whatever the heck he supposedly had done.
He's like, but he's like apparently, a Batman villain towards the end. I thought the camera was going to be tilted to the side.
With the red lipstick and the white face and the...
It was very Cesar Romero. It was a little bizarre. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. And I was a huge fan as a kid. Enormous fan.
Did you have a glove, one silver glove?
I didn't have a glove, and I'm kind of hoping nobody in my family calls in to dispute any of this, but I did have a Beat It jacket that I never had the balls to wear out, although they will say I wore out, but I can't see how I could ever have done that and not remember being beaten up after that. But
Moonwalked your way out of it. Did you moonwalk? did you do that as a kid?
I tried to moonwalk, but I couldn't. I don't think you can do it.
Did you break dance?
I tried to do that briefly as well, but I'm not.
Like the caterpillar?
Yeah, no.
Like a few lame moves?
You don't want me dancing.
I tried. Oh, bad white boy breakdancing.
The amount of alcohol it takes for me to start dancing on my own is I rarely can afford that amount of alcohol. That is, it's not good. So a buddy of mine, I don't know if you know him actually, Dave, happens to be Chinese. Well, it doesn't happen to be, both his parents are Chinese, so probably the odds are pretty good. He works in the entertainment business, I don't know if it's prop department or art department, but so and this is bizarre, but true story. He asked that they wanted everyone to take a class. They gave him a certain amount of time to take a class on power tool safety. So he takes the class and at some point signs up for whatever class, registered class he has to take, and calls me up afterwards and we're talking about it. And how's the class? It was good. And he talks about it a little bit. Nonchalantly mentions that the guy teaching the class had three fingers on his left hand.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. The man teaching power tool safety was missing two fucking fingers. That is not – that's the man they hired.
I'm not confident. No,
that's the man they hired to share his pearls of wisdom.
I wouldn't listen to him.
No. And I understand you want experience, but I think successful experience is what you're looking for.
Hey, I've been through – I know you don't grab it right here. Oh, I did it again. Damn.
How do I know if he still had those two fingers, he doesn't keep slicing them off every time he uses that same tool? I don't want a man who had his leg bitten off by sharks to teach me how to avoid sharks. It's not – teach me how to swim with one leg. I'm fine with that. But maybe shark prevention isn't your thing. Bizarre. And he didn't see anything. He's like, no, it's experience. It's cool. Like, well, moving on. Bizarre. But they made him take that class. Go to the three-fingered man and learn power tool safety.
That's scary. They would do that for the actors or crew. They'd be like, we're going to have an explosion today, or we're going to drop something here, or we're going to, you know, throw a huge car here. And they'll have a safety thing.
Safety meeting.
Yep. Yeah. And it can be pretty mundane, but those kind of mundane things cause accidents. I heard Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger was injured on Red Heat. Not with a bus.
Caught under the maid?
No. A splinter from a doorway.
You seriously answered he wasn't caught under the maid?
I like that. The maid is not under there.
Thank you very much. What was he caught under?
How far apart were his kid and the maid's kid born?
However long it took him to get down the hallway, I think. That's about the difference. It's about maybe 39 seconds, I think, is what
we
it was.
We trace it to the full moon.
Unlock the door. I still have some.
I'll be back.
That is a good/bad Schwarzenegger impression.
Oh, my God, it's twins. Jesus.
That always makes me
good,
laugh.
Bad. I always do good. I love doing – everyone loves doing a Schwarzenegger impression.
Oh, I love hearing a Schwarzenegger. A Schwarzenegger and a Christopher
Walken. I break your neck
Walken.
Like a chicken.
Christopher Walken impressions also crack me up.
In the house. Why?
That's always always good.
You know, you're telling me, but I'm not really hearing you. Do a piss poor walking. Anyone do a good walking? Call in 1-800-893-9562. We have a few minutes left in the show. Call in with your favorite TV show. That number again is 1-800-893-9562. We look forward to your calls.
I think this is when Christopher Walken himself calls in and we go, no, that's not that good of an impression.
No, I had a prophecy. I had a bagel. And
okay,
it was
we're
stale.
Ready. Ready for round two.
Oh, God, no.
Round two of shit Keith doesn't know.
I will miss more of these questions.
Favorite action movie? Fast Five. I tell you now, if that is the favorite action movie, I'll probably not finish the show. Okay. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, already a winner tonight.
Yes.
Thor, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, and X-Men First Class. Favorite action movie?
Ooh, what was that? Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Yes.
You want me to leave? You're saying
no, I don't, leave. But I love those that series. We have a call, too. But go on. What's the winner?
The winner is Harry Potter for the second time.
Oh,
why don't
man,
you bring me to the
sweeping.
Call,
caller, we have Miles in Texas. How are you tonight?
Doing great, fellas. I missed the first part of the show. Apologize. Remember the topic from last week. Best series of all time. Favorite series of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling in, too. Thanks for listening and calling in the show. What were you doing tonight? You couldn't tune in at 8.
Oh, he gets very jealous.
My God, I put so much work into the show.
Do not tell him you
and
were listening to another
show. Preparation.
He will be so pissed.
Miles, what's your favorite show?
I just want to throw a couple out there from years past. I thought Taxi was just
a good one.
Thank you.
That's right on the list.
That's total. That's like
smothered right in the
totally
middle.
Totally, at least top 10. I would edge it up to like 6, maybe. Maybe not top 5 of all times, but Taxi was huge.
It's got to be top 5 sitcoms of all time. That was so good. I mean, look at all the.
I liked Tony Danza back then. Did you watch it because of Lotka, or did you watch it because of Ignatowski, or why did you, or Louis, I mean, every character.
Louis, that's what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, the main staple character was the most normal character of the bunch. So Alex was
great. What was your favorite part of Taxi?
Who was your
Miles?
Favorite character, Miles?
I myself liked Ignatowski quite a bit, but I think Louis De Palma is one of the best characters of all time.
I agree with that. Ignatowski was fantastic, but I think if you couldn't have him doing the amount of stuff that you had Louis doing, I think it would get old after a while. Although Ignatowski is one of the more memorable characters, but I agree. I think Louis is one of the funniest characters in mm-hmm. sitcom history.
And Mary Lou Henner is hot.
Oh, so
in
hot.
That show,
so
absolutely
hot.
A great blowout.
And multiply that by 8 when you're 14 years old.
Teenage puberty event horizon.
That is great, Miles. That is a fantastic.
Yeah, that's
to the
a
list.
great show.
Taxi. I'm upset that we didn't think of that earlier. That is a
no.
Great
how long did that run for? Like 7-8 years, or at least, or how long did Taxi run for? Anyone know?
I do not know. Lotka didn't start on it. I know that
he didn't.
No, I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure he came on later.
Was it like Jeff who was fixing the cars?
No, I think they just didn't have a Lotka.
Oh, Jeff Conaway. Moment of silence for Jeff Conaway.
Yes, once again, radio does not love the silence.
Oh, sorry, I forget.
About
but no, House had to lose him, and it was like back pain and this, and, you know, drug pills and health, you know, issues and, you know, years of struggles. And, you know, he was on the Dr. Drew Celebrity Rehab, which is a show that I'm obsessed over. Do you ever watch, hey, Miles, you ever watch, like, Dr. Drew Celebrity Rehab or any of that kind of stuff?
I've never seen that one.
Good for you,
Miles.
Watch
these. Do you what?
Good for you, Miles.
Stop rooting for him, God damn it. He's Texas. He'll come. He's got guns.
You don't need that crap, Miles. You sound like a smart individual.
And, Miles, I added the topic tonight. How do you watch TV now? Do you watch it on cable, on the digital? Do you watch it on Hulu or Netflix, or how do you watch it?
Every once in a while on Hulu and try to catch it live.
On TV,
or,
you're saying?
Or TiVo.
But on TiVo. So TiVo. So you got it on TV.
See, I missed the TiVo thing. TiVo's I have to honestly say I've never had a freaking TiVo.
Really? A TiVo.
Yeah. Does that really surprise you?
Yeah. Well, not now that I know you don't have a TV and you watch it on computer, then it doesn't surprise me that much anymore.
Oh, okay.
And the guy who has two TVs that don't work, it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't have TiVo either. But but TiVo is huge. I mean, it's been, I think, a mad scramble for advertisers to figure out a way around it.
Do you have multiple TiVos, Miles, in like bedroom and home and living room, or just one TiVo?
Just on the main TV. It would be nice to have it on others, but it's just it makes it so easy to catch shows when you're out.
That is very nice. Did you have another show, Miles? You sounded like you had a different show other than Taxi. Sound like you had multiple shows.
I think a runner-up for years past would be Moonlighting, but that's, I don't know if others share that. And then just a quick nod to a current show that might be able to reach the top 10 one day is Modern Family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I mentioned Modern Family last week as one of the shows I love and can't miss.
You know what?
Moonlighting. Huge fan of Moonlighting. I always remember the episode, the Dr. Seuss thing. They're trying to crash into a party to find a suspect. And they're like, we're looking for a man with a mole on his nose. You're looking for a man with a mole on his nose? You don't suppose we could get in and find the man with the mole on his nose? No, I don't suppose.
The dialogue in that show was so good. So
and
good.
As all shows, same with Cheers. And they fuck and the show's over. It's like the sexual tension is what makes the show great. And once they finally consummate, it blows it.
Yes, it kind of happened. Yeah,
10 Speed and Brown Shoe. Mostly. Finally, when they finally had sex on 10 Speed and Brown. No, I'm kidding. Remember the Ben Vereen show and the Jeff Goldblum show I showed you? Do you remember that opening I showed you?
That was hysterical. Thank you.
Both great shows. Taxi was absolutely great. And not really even out of left field. That's an awesomely great show. And I love that as a kid, too. How if you don't mind me asking, I know it goes against all labor laws. How old are you, Miles?
Late 40s.
I just turned 42, so but Taxi, I was totally on my radar. I watched as a kid, loved it.
You're 42. I apologize earlier when I said you don't look a day over 53. I apologize. That was my fault. I meant 33. That was my.
Well, what do you do, Miles? What do you do for a living?
Work in public relations.
Cool. I need a press agent. Do you work for like companies or like people or bands or any of that kind of stuff?
Primarily companies.
Right on. Corp stuff, good money. Yeah. No. Well, thanks for calling in, Miles. Really, my God, thank you for listening. How did you hear about the show, by the way?
Through friends of friends, and I will catch the podcast probably tomorrow. I'll catch this episode Monday. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Miles.
Thanks
have
so much
night,
to calling in Texas. Really appreciate it. God, that's awesome. Miles totally came through.
Yeah. Taxi is a great, great addition.
And Moonlighting. And see, these were my mom kind of liked shows like Welcome Back, Kotter or Moonlighting.
How'd you say Welcome Back, Kotter again?
I said my mom kind of liked certain shows, so she'd put them on.
Say Welcome Back, Kotter again.
Welcome Back, Kotter.
Okay, thank you very much.
I need some coffee. Go for it. I'm walking the park with the dog.
Don't get me on the dog.
Let's start on the dog. Start on it. Fucking start right now.
I will bring the dog into this conversation. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. We're in. So here we are.
I rescued a fucking dog. Okay.
It's
a beautiful little dog.
I don't understand what kind of
fight you right now, Gus.
The dog that you have, he has a chihuahua.
I'm preparing right now for the rebuttal.
He has a chihuahua, which is an adorable. I'm not a chihuahua fan normally unless you're giving me a great deal on gorditas or something along those lines. But this is, and I don't really know what a gordita is, but I know I can get one for like 89 cents. However, this chihuahua is fun. It's cute. It's friendly. Comes over. It doesn't just bark and shake and then run away.
And it's a rescue because there's way too many chihuahuas, and don't buy one from a puppy mill or any of that shit. We rescued this chihuahua.
Great. And I love dogs. I got nothing against any chihuahua. I'm just saying this one is more
friendly.
It's
cute. You love it, right? Lots of love. Oh, give me some loving.
Friendly. Yeah, nothing but love. But you guys put a sweater on the dog.
That's fucking right. And it's cute as hell.
You put a sweater on the dog.
It's hand knit.
Let me tell you something. When I walk into that apartment, that dog looks at me with those big bulging eyes and says, help me.
No. Yes, I have to strap it down to put the sweater on. Yes, it kicks and fusses and tries to pull it off as soon as it can. But it's cute.
Did you see? I don't know if you heard the little bark when I walked in. And I don't know if you speak dog. But the dog said, I look like a douche. Get this thing off me now.
She looked like a granny, Gertrude, Abigail. We call her Abigail when she wears the sweater.
Yeah.
It's like a little old granny with this cute thing. It's amazing.
Now, when you walk down the street, do you look at people and go, God, I wish I could make that person look like a granny? Do you do that often? Is that a thing now? Let me know if that's a thing, because I'll work
it
on
it.
It
is.
That.
It's hot. Get her some little glasses, you know, little granny glasses.
Now,
she's like 5-6 months old.
Now, Janet
just really
says
cute.
She's cold. And that's
yes.
And she shakes.
And that's I wasn't defending it. Other than the fact that it was just fucking adorable.
I mean, that's the closest thing.
But the real thing is chihuahuas are very tiny. She's like 5 pounds, if. And they can't regulate their body temperature. They're just so tiny. A little bit of chill. You know, it sometimes get down as cold as like the high 50s here in Los Angeles.
Since you're the one
and
with
that
the computer,
can be really cold.
You're the one with the computer. So I'm assuming you're not going to look up that whole can't regulate their body temperature story you just threw out there.
I looked it up when I got the breed. When I got it, I finally looked up Chihuahua, all the problems, health issues, that kind of shit, like behavior issues you got to watch out for. And you never know. If you get a dog, do your fucking research before. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot, but I've had one or two.
It's your birthday show. It's your birthday show.
Our first advertiser is Tecate. No, they are not affiliated. Yeah, I just happen to like the beer. It's my birthday. I'm going to freaking drink, okay? That's fine. And this, but now, you know, we can't sell this to a network because that's like against FCC regulations and the drinking. It's horrible. Oh, God. No,
I think Jeremy's up taking his first lawsuit phone call right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I didn't mean to get anybody freaking sued. They're like, quit that cursing in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think you can get, in this town, you can get a lawyer cheap if you also tell them you have mesothelioma, whatever the hell that is. But if you have it, you can also get a cheap lawyer because they advertise like crazy.
We have a call.
Fantastic.
We have a call. Hi.
This is Janet.
Oh,
hi, Janet.
Go. Hi, Janet. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was hearing the chatter about the dog in the sweater.
Okay, now this is the young lady who loves her dog so much that she wants to make sure the dog stays warm. Is that worded nicely?
Yeah, but you called her a douche.
No, she said I look like a douche. Big difference. Huge difference.
She didn't. If she wants the sweater off, she takes it off.
I'm just telling you what the dog said. I'm just telling you what the dog said.
Janet, get him.
It was all in the eyes. And those eyes could say a lot. They're the Rodney Dangerfield eyes.
That's okay. I mean, I'm just going to train her to maul you as you walk through the door with, like, sweaters and razor blades sticking out of them. She's going to go gangster on you.
Oh, no.
Don't mess with my chi-chi.
if I see a chihuahua with another sweater, I'm going to be careful. Razor blades.
If you were a good uncle, you would buy her a sweater.
No,
that's small,
not.
Please.
That is not a good uncle.
You can even get, like, baby clothes.
She's a
honestly,
zero.
Honestly, yeah, I got a cute little parka in New York. It looks like one of those parkas they wore in The Thing on a chihuahua. My God, it's adorable.
If you guys move east, what happens? Does it have to get like a mink coat? What do you guys do? What do you do? Do you club a baby seal?
Janet wants to even go so far and get the little booties. I'm like, she's gonna fucking kick those off. I mean, but she'll be cute.
I'm sure you can get a doggy straitjacket. I'm sure that'll be a good time.
She's cold. She's cold.
I hope there's other people with small dogs out there listening that understand this concept because Gus just seems to think, you know.
I think Brewster,
the movie Legally Blonde, he had little outfits on.
I'm sorry, were you giving, I was being corrected because it happened in a Reese Witherspoon movie? Is that what I'm to understand?
But that dog was probably cold. Hence the little outfit. Okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it had to wear, like, Versace.
That's right. And so,
and
you
Chanel.
Know, I just had to call in because my daughter was being brought up in this.
Let me tell you, despite the outfit conversation, I love your dog, and I am a little upset that she and I can both probably fit into the same sweater. That is a little disappointing.
You are not a triple zero.
No, not anymore, that's for sure.
Well, I'm training her some kung fu martial arts right now, so when you come walking through my door, she's going to throw little ninja stars at you. Oh,
This is the most talented chihuahua ever.
We're watching Kung Fu Panda 2. We just put it on a loop, and she loves it. She watches TV. She loves Charlie Brown Christmas.
Janet or the chihuahua?
The chihuahua. And she... is enraptured. She's like, what is this? She like stares at the TV when it's on.
I do that with a lot of stuff as well, actually. I can't blame the dog for that. That's awesome. That's actually awesome. I like a dog that knows what it wants to watch. That's fantastic.
Yeah, she was watching War Horse. She loved it.
Oh, how was War Horse?
Oh, beautiful. I got my Academy screener, my SAG screener for War Horse, and it's just beautiful. Ah, what a great movie. She loves it. She loves the horses running around and everything.
How was the horse's performance?
Oh, Janet, did you love War Horse?
It was beautiful. I have to sit down and watch it again because I missed, you know, some stuff.
You missed some stuff.
It looked beautiful, and
did at any point in time, did you, during the movie, look at Keith and say, man, this horse can act its ass off? Did that happen at any point in time?
There is a scene that they're in war, hence the name War Horse.
makes sense.
There is a scene that it's wrapped up in some barbed wire or something, and that horse can't act.
Well, that would explain maybe why that horse is taking all the roles from all the other horses.
You know, the damn horse. Sarah Jessica Parker, she doesn't get the part, and War Horse Horse does.
That is a fine reference. I applaud that reference.
I can bring it on back.
Well done, Janet.
Well-placed horse face. That's nice.
I will try to, one, why the long face joke, and then I will promise to try to at least hold back a couple of your dog is way too overdressed comments.
All right, because I will train her with martial arts and ninja stars or Chinese fighting style.
I will watch my ass. Thank you very much.
All right, kids.
Thanks for calling in, Janet.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before we take off, and Jeremy, this concerns you as well, I am both not bright and superstitious.
But aren't you doing something? Aren't you betraying me? Aren't you doing your own show?
I am.
When are you doing this?
This will not start until, and it won't be my own show, I don't believe, but this will not start until next Sunday, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, how great.
It'll be a weekly wrap-up, and we'll talk more about that next week.
Okay, because I know I refuse to talk about sports or some other issues and stuff like politics. I'm like, you know what?
We were going
to
name the show. Like, we were going to name it Shit Keith Won't Talk About.
Yeah!
But
it's a fine show.
Well,
are you okay? Is your chair have a problem?
I told you I cannot fit into that sweater anymore. That is tough. But based on my superstition, I cannot finish a show without doing what we did last week. Since the Giants won last week, you don't give a shit. And
what's
Jeremy,
this,
I know you don't give a shit, but both of you, give me my Let's Go Giants because we got a big game tomorrow against the Packers.
All right, Let's Go Giants.
Thank you very much.
Let's Go Giants.
Attaboy, who cares less than you? Does anybody care less than you right now? Anybody?
Giants, it's a football thing, right?
Oh, my God. You're like a sportscaster, dude. That is fantastic. Seriously.
Like a sportscaster.
That is
He's awesome. Back to the Y. He's down to the 30, the 20. His grandmother's birthday is on Wednesday. It is the touchdown.
I tell you, we would have had a hard time getting me to focus if the game was on right now.
Is what happened at the game that was on? We were watching tonight, the smouting, the complete crushing. What was the final?
I don't know what the final was. Last I saw was 42-7 early in the third quarter. Tebow was not getting the magic that he was used to getting.
And
I'm gonna, you know,
bad game.
I'm gonna hold any sort of commentary towards that because I got nothing against him personally. But that was, you know, they had a great win the week before that.
Well, listen, I notice you have a note here, and I want to cover it only because of the timeliness, because just a few weeks ago this happened. My grandfather did this film called The Kid with Charlie Chaplin many years ago, 1920. But the Library of Congress just this year, they announced their 25 films they were inducting into their film archive. For future generations, they say it's nationally or artistically or aesthetically, you know, important enough to preserve. So The Kid, written by Charlie Chaplin with my grandfather Jackie Coogan, was put into this Library of Congress fame. And they, as of now, they only have like 450 films or so.
That is fantastic.
It's really, really cool. It was one of his first features. It was six reels, so it was just over an hour long.
One of Charlie's first features.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Jackie was how old?
He was five.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would assume that would be his first feature.
Yeah, like four or five. He was like four and five, because it took a year and a day to shoot The Kid. And The Kid had a huge impact, second largest box office that year behind...
behind the only other movie ever made.
Yeah, that... what was it? Birth of a Nation.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Birth of a Nation, top box office, and The Kid, a second. And then that was a world phenomenon, and it you know, made great money. And the studio wanted to pay Chaplin the same as if a two-reel picture. And he goes, oh, no, he hid the movie. And his wife was divorcing him, trying to get the negative. He hid the movie in Salt Lake City. They cut it together and then released it huge.
Wow, that
so,
is fantastic.
Really, congratulations to my grandfather and, you know, many other films. Weekend, I think it was a Truffaut film. Great a selection this year. Forrest Gump made it in to the Library of Congress, the archives. Yeah.
It's, fantastic movie, iconic movie, but not that old. Although I think I'm now at the stage where you'll see on buildings established 1989, and I'm like, screw you, that's not that long ago. Why is that? Why am I impressed by that?
No, and they will do popular movies like Forrest Gump, you know, and also because Forrest Gump like won awards.
Yeah.
But they also do like private films, things people shot in like the 30s or where, like home movies. They'll put 25, a broad spectrum of stuff, silent to modern to, you know.
25, how many a year?
25 a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And is there, do they just select them or do people have to apply?
There's some sort of nominating, some sort of scam back alley sort of cash flow that probably, no, I'm kidding. I don't know. No, there's a board that decides.
Did the Chihuahua have anything to do with this?
Absolutely. Scratching and clawing at you. So I'm really proud of the kid getting in there. And
congratulations. That is great. That is well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So let's go Giants.
That's what I want to hear, baby.
Well, really, thank you so much for everyone listening tonight. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate all the calls. And it's my birthday, so I'm going to kind of party on. We heard some Marcus Bennett at the break. JF Rocks opened the show, my friend Jeff Fiorentino. We're going to close with another Jeff Fiorentino piece. Anything else, Gus, for tonight?
No. I'm going to start stretching out for the Giant game tomorrow, and that's about all I got, my man. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Martin Luther King Day.
Huge. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Well, is that happy Martin Luther King? Is that right? Do you say respectful? I don't know what to say, but show some respect to the man for the love of God.
May you have an organized Martin Luther King Day. Peace, and also, you know, remember us absolutely in honor of a great man ahead of his time. And we need to think about him and remember him. It should be a national holiday in all 50 states. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Is it not?
Nope.
Where?
Do I have to tell you? Guess.
No, I won't guess.
Okay, thank you. We won't cover that right now. But that's for Gus's show coming up in a week and a day. I'm Keith Coogan. I've been joined here tonight by
Gus. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for tuning in and thanks for calling in. And we'll be back next week with more of your favorite TV shows, some more music. I've got some friends that are going to call in. They're total plants. So I'll let you know when they call in. I'm like, it's planned. I want to share something on the show. I didn't tell you about this, Gus. So totally springing some shit on Gus.
When did you turn into my grandmother? When did that happen?
I start talking like, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me. I feel like I'm from the Bronx. You know, I do this bad Bugs Bunny. But thank you so much for listening, everybody. Here's another song by my friend Jeff Fiorentino. You guys have a great night and Happy New Year.